I can't imagine what was going through the mind of the apostles. You know, at the time of Jesus' passion and death, except for John, nobody was around to be seen. After the courtyard scene, Peter was gone, and it seemed like all of them just scattered. They just kind of disappeared. And you kind of wonder what happened to them. What were they thinking? They were probably scared to death, as anybody would be. I mean, if they see the leader that they had been very, very close to, and everyone knew that they were close to them, and they saw what he had to endure, but they probably were very frightened. So you wonder, you always wonder, I always wonder, how would Jesus react to that? When he looked from the cross, or when he looked carrying that cross on his way to Calvary, and you look around and didn't see any of them, you kind of wonder, what did he think? Did he ever say, I wonder if I chose the right ones? He probably didn't. But anyway, after he rose from the dead, they were scared, they were locked together. Apparently they felt the need of being together in their numbers, and they locked themselves in a room. And because they were afraid. And suddenly Jesus appears. And the gospel story tells us what happened. He suddenly is there. It's like in his resurrected body, doors and windows and walls didn't seem to make any difference. He was there. And you can imagine the surprise and the shock and the disbelief, and they thought they were probably seeing things. But his first words always were, peace be with you. It's like he's saying, I understand what you've been through. I understand the suffering because I bore it all. And I can see why you would be afraid. I can see why you would hide. It's almost like he's saying, but it's all right. I forgive you. There is peace between you and me, my Father and your Father. There is peace. There's no need to be afraid. And then he would show them his hands and his side, because he wanted them, if they are supposed to be the ones who are going to bring this message to the whole world, somehow they had to be convinced that it was really Jesus, that it was the risen Jesus. And so he held his hands out to them. Look at them. See that hole in there from the nail? Look at my feet. Look at my side where I was pierced with the sword. I want you to believe. Don't be unbelieving. I want you to see me. So, of course, when the apostles are talking about this, and they tell Thomas, who wasn't around, he said, I just don't believe it. You know, everybody had a hard time believing Mary Magdalene when she said, the tomb is open. It's empty. Nobody's there. Remember the guys on the way to Emmaus, the two disciples who were conversing on the way to Emmaus on that Easter Sunday? And they were talking. They couldn't understand what was going on. And suddenly Jesus is walking with them. And apparently they knew him, but they didn't recognize him. Because maybe he just didn't want them to recognize him. They weren't looking for him. They probably were not looking for our Lord. They would be, you know, why would they be looking for him? He's dead. They saw him, put him in a tomb. And so anyway, Thomas has that problem just like all of us. He said, it would be a lot easier for me to believe if I could see and touch. That's the way I understand things as a human being. And so Thomas pretty much represents all of us. And so when Jesus appears and Thomas is there, again, the doors are locked, the windows are locked, and Jesus is suddenly there. Again, totally unimpeded by any obstacle like doors or windows or walls. He's there. And again, his words are peace. Peace be with you. Then he shows Thomas. He said, Thomas, look, It's really me. Touch me. Well, Thomas apparently never did touch him, but he said, he made that tremendous act of faith, my Lord and my God. Remember Jesus' words to him. He said, because you saw me, Thomas, you believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. That's us. But the job is still the same. The mission is still the same. Even though we have not seen the risen, the resurrected Lord, our mission is still the same as it was to them. He breathes on us just as he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven. Whose sins you retain are retained. So that mission of mercy that Jesus started by his own suffering and death and rising, that mission of mercy that he gave to the first apostles, to continue that mission of mercy in the world. Wherever they go, they were supposed to preach about the forgiveness of sins, about the new life that Christ had won for them. And that mission is still with us today, only it's in our hands. So today, as we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday, we're not just celebrating the fact that God is merciful to us and has forgiven all of our sins like they never happened, that they're gone. He also says to us, the mission of mercy goes on to all people. So we fulfill our mission of mercy when we continue to forgive, to be kind, to be merciful, to be understanding, to be willing to reconcile, just as Jesus did for us. When we do our job as church, as the body of Christ on earth, as the continuing voice of Christ in this world, the mercy that God has shown to us, he expects us to show to others. So as the apostles witnessed the presence of Christ, when he appeared to them, as they heard his commission, when they heard his greeting of peace, that same all applies to us. And when he said, forgive as you have been forgiven, that also applies to us. So when we as church can understand that and work hard at genuinely trying to be kind and forgiving and merciful as Jesus was, then we as church will be fulfilling the mission that Christ gave to his apostles and continues to give to us as the church goes on through time and history. We do not have the privilege of the manifestation, the visible manifestation of Christ appearing. It probably would be a tremendous help to all of us, but usually it doesn't happen. Remember what our Lord said to Thomas. Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. So he is saying to all of us, you are blessed because you believe, even though you have not seen my resurrected body. But he said, I promise you that one day you will, when you are faithful, when you are merciful, when you try to do in our world today the things that I taught you. So today, as we celebrate this Divine Mercy Sunday, remember it's not just a nice picture that we look at. It's a mission that we look at. A mission that Christ gave to the apostles and gives to us, that we are to bring that mercy and that forgiveness to everyone we meet.